be it for me, besides we're hoping to start up patching around the last week of April, first week of May, depending on weather, temperatures, for 75-mile chip and seal roads we're going to do this year.
Are you guys currently set up, Devin, to, do you have the lights to work at night?
You just have to rent them. We don't own them, but you don't have to use them that often.
Yeah.
Warrant owning them, so they will have to be rented. There's going to be, during the day, there would have been certain hours you had to shut down anyway due to school coming yeah. in or letting out. Or. The only other option was 6 a.m. till 10 in the morning, 4 hours a day, before the peak traffic would begin yeah. from 10 o'clock on. So we're trying to work out the details on what time at night the peak traffic slows down enough that we can come in. And hopefully we can work 2 or 3 hours during the day before it gets dark. That's all I got.
All right. Item 4, MoDOT updates. Anybody got anything we need to go over?
I have some updates on their funding that's available that was carried over from our last meetings that we didn't have and some handouts, but it goes with some proposed new rail projects that they're funding up in the northern part of Missouri. So I'll cover that under the new business. But it'll include some backgrounding on MoDOT. I was hopeful that the MoDOT representative would be here today, but we'll discuss their budget that's flush with cash now. Previously, before COVID, and this past period, they did not have the cash, but it's demonstrated they do have now, and we need to be ready to move towards the projects that will capture some of that. But we'll cover that later.
Okay.
First time we've had them in a long time. Yeah.
It's a lot of learning curve about what they've got available, and their five-year program has been approved. So it's not something you grasp in just one single meeting anyway. So,
yeah. Okay. All right, then we'll... Item 5, new business. You want to...
Step into that?
Yep.
And out here, the first is about 3 handouts. Pass them around that way. Down that way. This first one again is a start as an update of where MoDOT is in terms of overall funding. I'm going to be talking about some proposed new rail service funding, but this really covers their program for the highway funding and everything. But one of the budgets that came out back in July, you know, we're about 6 months behind here, and they have public announcements, but they don't make it probably public because they know that the demand is high for all the funds that MoDOT has. But under this highlighted, you'll see their STIP program, which is their five-year program from 2023 to 2027, has been approved, and it's in place. The STIP makes available $10 billion of federal and state revenues for all modes of transportation. And the STIP details $7.65 billion in road and bridge construction and $1.5 billion each year over the next 5 years. So it's already being competitively bid for, and a lot of this funds have already been let for 2023 and things going forward, you know, in the five-year STIP program. The STIP also includes detailed project information for non-highway modes of transportation and a section dealing with planned operations and maintenance activities for the next 3 years. The rail transload facility that's in our action plans and plan for down in the Hollister area. It's one of them that is will be available, these funds coming forward. Let me give you the next handout here. That's just the opening. If you go online, there's STIP programs available online. Don't attempt to print it off because it's over 100 pages, but I have thumbed through it. And this is an excerpt from, we'll go through this page by page. It tells a little bit of what's in that STIP and funds that are available.
Ron, have you heard anything on some of the meetings you go to, if they've moved the interchange up any at the High Road and Outer Road?
I have not.
Pinnegar and MoDOT area? They were going to try to bump it up.
That's some of their more senior level meetings. SIMCOG may have some comments on that. I don't know if you are on that. But our other projects we're also processing through SIMCOG. There's a number of the projects we got on our project list that the sheriff may want to share with us when he gets a chance to speak here in a few minutes. But on that particular project, no, I have not had any advancement on that. In fact, the project funds are flowing, but on those issues, you have to take it right to the horse's mouth, contact the representative, and start the dialogue. If you go online, you'll see this first sheet here. The top sheet is the 2023-27 statewide transportation improvement program. It's this, because it makes $10 billion of federal, state available for all modes, and the $7.5 billion. Then below that, this first MoDOT sheet. It's called the Freight Enhancement Program, receives awards historic funding. Governor Mike Parson approved $3.25 million for the 2023 Freight Enhancement Program. That might be part of what was approved down there for Johnny Morris. That came out of the governor's grant fund. That's probably part of that money we're reading about right here on this top sheet. It also says down the mid-page of that sheet here, it says the list of funding projects that best align with outlying goals and objectives includes infrastructure supporting container on barge, short line, rail improvements, and transload facility in the middle of the state. So I've got some sheets on down here further that talk about a facility up at Jefferson City that has already been put in place, a transload facility that MoDOT is assisting on the funding on it. Very similar to what we have planned in the project list down there by Hollister coming up on our project list. And those funds are already flowing in the current 2023 year program. So there's a prototype in place that we can follow that model in applying for funds and the things that they're approving and doing. So the precedent has been set that in the current five-year STIP program, up in the northern part of the state, they are funding a transload facility. The cover of the, if you go inside and look for this cover, again, it's a 100-page document. I've pulled out some excerpts here that I think may be of interest. Of course, MoDOT is funding through their rail division the operation of the River Runner train between Kansas City in St. Louis. You see that on that first sheet. And you see that Amtrak operates through the state also. And all the federal funding that President Biden approved a couple of years ago, billions of dollars, for infrastructure, Amtrak is now highly favored in receiving a lot of those funds. So there's going to be some Amtrak action in this, in our state, as well as they're fully funded in this five-year program for the River Runner train between Kansas City and St. Louis. And on the next page, this is an important one for Branson, because back in 2008, the Branson Scenic Railroad and Missouri North Arkansas applied for tri-weekly service from Kansas City down to Branson. Of course, they couldn't come up with any funding. But this program plan by MoDOT, the rail division, you see that extension of planned routes there. You have coming down out of Kansas City to St. Louis, but coming down through to Springfield, and you see a dotted line dotted right down to Branson. So there's some anticipation the funds are going to flow and planning for rail service into Branson, Missouri. And so you're going to be seeing some organizations such as Missouri North Arkansas, which their home company is Genesee in Wyoming, which is headquartered down in Florida. But the Missouri North Arkansas that operates the Branson Scenic Railroad operates over them and operates into both Hollister and Branson. You're going to be, when funding starts flowing, people will be trying to capture that because they couldn't get it back in 2008. So we're going to be looking for opportunities for planning sessions for all the pertinent parties that are involved. But that's an important projection that the state has had in their five-year plan. This is not a 15-year plan. This is the next 5 years that they've got outlined. And you can read a lot more about the details if you go into this 100-page document that we got. It takes a lot of digging into it to get into it. Then if you flip on over to a sheet that says statewide rail vision improvements, here's where you get into the transload facility that I was mentioning. On the right-hand side, I have highlighted in yellow the Colt Railroad and the transload facility improvements. That's the project that long-term freight rail improvements. They are a certain amount of funding already going towards that project for the Colt Railroad up there at Jefferson City, Columbia. The next page forward is Columbia, Missouri. Colt Railroad, it tells you exactly what that transload facility is. Warehouse, very similar to what we envision out there in the Hollister area, to pick up that industrial park that's out by Kirbyville and to take trucks off the Highway 65 flowing into it. And, of course, the railroad, Missouri, North Arkansas, goes right down through that area where we're planning, anticipating perhaps a transload facility. But this facility at Columbia is actually operated, owned and operated by the city. Now, the railroad can operate it. They can get outside operators to operate it. But in this case, they think it's important enough to the viability of the city of Columbia, Missouri, that they are the owners and operators of this. The Colt Railroad is the short line. In our case, Missouri North Arkansas would be the service line. But it tells 83,000 square feet of storage under one roof, 13 acres of fenced outdoor storage, 20 rail spots, et cetera, warehousing, transloading, and distribution. So short summary, there's a prototype already being funded by the freight division of MoDOT, and so they're quite familiar with the process. And as we go along, we need to become familiar so we can apply for the same types of funds. Seems like the majority of the funds, MoDOT, flows to the northern part of the state. So we've got to work with these contact people that Rick works with all the time, our state representatives and our congressmen, to make an awareness factor of the needs down here in this part of the state. It's got to be a joint effort. But the prototype's been set in the funding that is coming forward in the next 5 years. One other item in this regard,